crank up because we're going to try to keep these calls to 1 hour. First of all, we do have a social community site. And if you've not logged into there or you don't have your username and password yet, contact Tim at getyoursupport.com and ask for the NING, N-I-N-G, for the NING or the A-Team Social Community site. You can post your photo in there so everybody can know what everybody else's looks like. We do try to post our events in there. And we're going to have a separate A-Team site that we eventually make when we have time. Now, let me also mention, if you have noise in the background during the call or that kind of thing, you can press, let me check, I believe it's star 6 to mute yourself out, but let me go check that 1 second. I'll be muting out the call, but that's helpful sometimes if you have music or noise or television. I'm trying to ask questions during the call. The way these calls works is I'll have different topics or different themes for the week. So I'm going to talk for a little bit here. I'm going to mute everybody out. I'm going to talk, and then I'm going to come on and get everybody's questions. So let me go ahead and mute everyone out. I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then I'll bring it on and take questions. All right, welcome, everyone. This is Marlon Sanders. This is the A-Team call. I have a lot of exciting things to discuss with you today. So let's go ahead and get started. Number one, I want to talk to you about this call is really about the core. I'm going to explain this with an analogy, first of all. It's about the core of marketing. So the day after Corey passed away, I was driving here in San Antonio. Someone ran a red light at 70 miles per hour. I was going 55, and they plowed in the front end of my car. So for the last 2 years, I haven't been able to go to the gym or work out, and the reason is because jacked my knee up. And I had surgery like a year ago, and it was kind of like a slow rehab process. And I really just didn't have guts to go to the gym because scared of hurting my knee further and, you know, and that kind of thing. And finally, I've just reached a point last week where I said, this knee ain't getting any better no matter what. And I talked to my chiropractor, and he's like, Marlon, unless you strengthen your quad muscle, you know, you're not getting any better. This is what you've got. And what I've got isn't something I'm willing to live with, because if you don't have good cardio, you don't maintain physical tone and so forth, the older you get in life, the harder things get. If you keep your muscle tone up, keep blood flowing to your brain through exercise and so forth, it fuels everything in your life, because everything depends on your energy. And your energy is really part of your core, and also the middle. They call the core also like the strength of your back and your stomach. So, you know, I hired a personal trainer, and just this week we were working on my back muscles and my abs and so forth. I just got to tell you, it just feels really so good, even though it's hard for me because this knee's a little messed up. How does this relate to you and your business? Well, your business has a core. And I understand, you know, I think internet marketing, online marketing, no matter what you sell or what business you're in, I mean, I don't care if you're a plumber or if you sell candles online or you sell crafts online or you sell art or you're a sculptor or you sell music, whatever you sell, there's still a core or a common thread to this. And that is you gotta find your people, your folks, number one. You gotta find your folks. Number two, you got to make a highly attractive offer to get them on your email list. And in my opinion, number three, you have to communicate through email. And also, there's some newer ways that you can communicate with people proactively. And one of the great ones is Twitter. And the great thing about Twitter is, we'll talk about it in a second. The great thing about it is, Twitter doesn't get blocked by spam filters. That's really the great thing about it. The email, you know, it's kind of like this constant battle. But, you know, understand, there is no perfect marketing model. You can say, well, I don't like email marketing because emails get blocked. Well, you know, there is no perfect, and there never will be any perfect marketing model. And if there is a perfect marketing model, it won't be perfect because everybody will do it, in which case it will no longer be perfect. So the core of this business, though, is finding that group of folks, make an attractive offer to them, getting them on your list, communicating with email, and then from that email, sending them the video, sending them podcasts, sending them to other conversion methods, all of which, of course, are explained in Promo Dashboard. Now, I want to drill down today in greater depth than we did last week. For those of you who are new listening to this call, I welcome you, and welcome to the club. Welcome to what I call the A-Team. By way of introduction, a number of years ago, Jonathan Mizell, myself, and Declan Dunn, we all went on the road doing seminars. And there were two seminar teams, but the other seminar team had been with this company a long time, but they came from the 900 number business. Well, when the 900 number business dried up or changed, they decided to get in the internet marketing business. They hired Jonathan to put together a team to speak on the road. So he contacted Declan and I, and we all joined up and started doing seminars on the road. It's a very lucrative proposition for all of us. Now, here's the point of the story is, eventually we trained the 900 number guys to do the internet marketing seminars, but they really weren't internet marketing guys, you know. It was just something they were doing for money. So we called ourselves the A-Team and they were the B-Team, right? We were the A-Team because we were internet marketers. They were the B-Team because it really wasn't their thing. They were just doing it for the money. Now, not that they didn't do a good job, not that they weren't competent, that kind of thing, but we were always the A-Team. So that's where the idea of the A-Team comes from. The A-Team comes from the people that want to be a cut above, the people that take this business serious, people that really want to get results, people that really want to make things happen. If that's you, you belong on the A-Team. If that's not you, then don't be on the A-Team because we're here. I'm here not to sell you hype and false dreams and castles in the sky. I'm here to put wheels under your dream, you know, get the chassis on there, get everything together, and get the puppy rocking and rolling and shaking. So that's what the A-Team is all about. It's about reality and not dreams that don't have substance to them. For those of you who don't know, I've been in this business since before the World Wide Web, and I was marketing on AOL and CompuServe in the old days, innovated a number of the techniques and methods that nowadays are just really considered commonplace. Of course, I don't get a lot of credit for those, but that's all good. So that's just a little bit by way of introduction. So the core of your business, the core, what is the core of whatever it is you sell or market? Well, that core is your lead generation. The engine of that car that's going to take those dreams and make them reality, that engine is your lead generation. Now, I understand for some of you new to this business or new to this, I call it a game. The reason I call it as a game is there's winners and losers, but you still play it in the spirit of fun. But you do have an objective, and the objective is to win the game. If you win the game, you get money. So I call it a game, and I like to look at it as a game because it sounds a lot less serious than do-or-die business, right? So the objective of this game is to get people onto your email list, and we call this lead generation. Lead generation is no different than getting traffic, eyeballs, visitors to a web page, getting them to insert their name and email address. And for those of you who are intermediate and advanced, I understand this is very basic. We'll get to some more advanced stuff here shortly. We'll try to have something for everybody. But anyway, for those of you who are new, lead generation means getting people traffic, eyeballs, visitors to a web page, getting insert their name and email address so they get on your list. So then you can send out the emails, and then you can drive them to other conversion tools. That's really the heart and the essence of this. Now, over the years, the way I drove traffic to my website was with my affiliate program. Affiliate program means somebody else sells your product or service in exchange for a commission. You can still make an awful lot of money with an affiliate program, and it works especially well in niches. Now, in my arena, I'm branching out beyond the affiliate program because people have become so focused on just the product launch of the week that the affiliates are almost more trouble than they're worth. I mean, there's a lot of other ways to generate traffic other than affiliates. And there's new ways to get affiliate traffic. Like if you heard the Dagan Smith interview in Promo Dashboard, one of the things he talks about is the CPA networks, cost per action networks, where you're paying per lead instead of pay per sell. That's all CPA networks are. Like there's a CPA network called CPA Empire. There's Azoogle, AZOOGLE.com. One that you probably can't join until you're really known in the business is called Hydra Media. But it's, I guess, maybe the biggest or one of the biggest. Azoogle is very big, but there's probably 100, if not more, of these cost per action networks. All they are is it's an affiliate program where you pay per lead. But this is really so many people are doing the regular affiliate marketing within my industry, within my circle, but a lot of people aren't doing, not nearly as many people at least, are doing the cost per lead, pay per lead. It's all the same. In other words, if you know that 10 leads results in one sell, and you're willing to pay out $100 a sell, that's no different than paying $10 a lead. It's all the same thing. You just boil the numbers down, and then maybe you cut the numbers in half or 40% or 30% to a lot for fraud, because that stuff happens. But still, it's the kind of the same thing. If you know you get 10 people to join your email list, and one of them is going to buy, and when they buy, it's worth X, now you know what each person on your email list is basically worth, and you have an idea of what you can pay per lead. So the engine of the business is lead generation. Now, your lead generation, though, depends on your conversions. So it's a marriage. It's a marriage between your lead generation and your conversion. For some of you who have been married, I just scared you, because the word marriage evokes fear. I'm so sorry for you guys and gals. But it's really a marriage. It's a partnership. And the reason is because the better your conversions in what we call the back end of the business, the repeat business, when people buy more and more and more, that's the back end, that's the repeat business. The bigger that is, and again, for those of you intermediate, advanced, I know this is basic. We'll get to some more stuff here in a second. But anyway, the better your back end is, the more you can spend on the front end. And the thing that's really working gangbusters today, and I believe we talked about this in the last call, the thing that's working gangbusters today is getting people, when they buy the first thing, whether it's, you know, you have a lower entry price, something for $1, something for $5, something for $17, and then they buy that, and then you present them with what we call in the trade, in the business, upsells and downsells. The upsell is something more expensive. You sell up. Downsell is you sell something less expensive. You sell down. So I use Dagan's business because we don't have all our upsells and downsells set up yet the way my system's going to be as we work this whole system out. But Dagan is a beautiful system. So they go there and they order his free CD, but they pay the $5 shipping and handling. You immediately get the first upsell is for $250. If you don't buy that, you get a downsell for $50. Then if you buy the $50 downsell, you're presented with the $250 offer again. If you buy the $250 offer, then you're presented, I think, with an offer for something for $100 a month, which we call continuity. Continuity means you're billed regularly, right? Continuous billing, continuity. If it's forced continuity, it means that if you buy that you get the free CD for the $5 in shipping and handling, you also get a 30-day trial of X, and you don't have a choice. It's forced. And, you know, you get the free 30-day trial, and then after that, you're billed 20, 30, whatever, per month. That's called forced continuity. And then there's also, you know, there's variations of it. Like, you can have it where it's pre-checked, they're going to be billed 30 a month, you know, but they can uncheck it, or they can just check it where it's a thing where they got to opt in to receive it. There's different variations of this. The point of this whole discussion there is the back end. The most important thing you can do for your lead generation is have some upsells and downsells. Now, some of you are selling affiliate products. So Marlon, I sell affiliate products. I can't do that. Well, that's maybe true, maybe not true. Like, if you have any control over where people go for the thank you page, like you do on ClickBank, then you can have another upsell or a downsell with another affiliate product. Now, if you don't have any control over the thank you page, then you have to do it by email, and you just send them out an immediate email with a free bonus, whatever you can say to the subject line, try to get them to open email, and now you start into other offers. All right. So that's really your conversion. Now, let's talk. The lead generation is the engine, but it's a partner with conversion, because the better you convert and the more money on the back end, the repeat business, right, the subsequent sales to the first sale, the better that is, the more money you can spend there to get the customer in the first place, the more money you can spend, you know, on your pay-per-click or eZine ads, et cetera. Now, let's talk about the lead generation, a few points. Some of these really aren't for intermediate advanced, but here's the thing. crazy thing about it is that sometimes the most important things in business are just being reminded of the basics. And one of the things I found is, like eZine Ads, you can make money, good money, with eZine Ads. You can make a lot of money, actually, with eZine Ads. But here's what typically happens. You run 3, 4, 5 of them. None of them make any money. Well, I just spent $50 and I made zero. This sucks. I'm doing something else. I'm going to go write articles. Well, that's not the game. It's a game. That's not the game. The game is you got to run 10 or 20 to find one that works. Then you take the one that works and you keep running it every week, or if it's a small eZine, maybe every 2 weeks, once a month, once every 3 weeks. You know, you probably can't run it every week, but you keep running that ad, and over the next year or two, then all that testing pays off for itself. But I just read this post today. Guy emailed his list and said, do blog ads work? And the reason I'm asking is because I tried 3 of them, and I spent $50. None of them worked. I didn't make any money. Does blog advertising work? Well, yeah, blog advertising works, but it's a game, right? And the game is you got to roll the dice quite a few times before you get the hotel or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Before you land on the thing that says collect $1,000. It's a game. And there, if you only throw the dice 2 times, you know, you probably aren't winning the hotel. It's a game, and you got to roll the dice. You got to be in the game. Well, now, granted, the guy spent $50, but that's inconsequential to when he finds one blog ad that works and he leaves it running for 2 years and ends up making $15,000 or $20,000 or more dollars off of it. See, it's irrelevant. So that's number one thing I want to say is you got to try a lot of things to find a few that work. Now, this is why we buy info products and so forth, is to find people that have tested stuff, and then they can give you the few things that they found worked. But at the end of the day, you still got to test and try things. At the end of the day, you still got to do a lot of things to find a smaller amount of things that are going to work. So that's number one. Number two, I want to talk to you about action levels. Action levels are tough. A lot of you have jobs, or some of you have jobs who are listening to this. Probably, if you have a job, though, you're listening to this on the recording. But you have jobs. You know, you come home from work, you're tired. You need to deal with your significant other. You probably have kids, you know, and so forth. You have to eat. Maybe go to the gym and work out. So you only got an hour or two to work on your business. So you have to be tightly focused in your game plan, you know. So on the one hand, you got to try a lot of things. On the other hand, you have to be tightly focused, which sounds like a contradiction in terms. And the way that I would say resolve that is like 1 month, focus on one thing. Like just focus on buying and testing eZine ads, or just focus on your article marketing. But pick one thing and focus on it for like at least a month and maybe 2 months. And then you can go on to the next thing. But, you know, typically anything you do, there's a learning curve. You know, there's a lot of people that did really great using article marketing, but it was a process of 1, 2, or 3 months. You know, now, some of your best opportunities and most frustrating opportunities lie in new technology. Like one of the things I'm going to test shortly is running ads on mobile phones. And I, because a big name marketer who you'd probably know is doing this and says he's just killing it with the results. So I'm going to test it. But it's a new thing where there's not been a lot of innovations developed on it. So a lot of times you have some frustrations with that too. Like, you know, you may not be able to find an autoresponder that works optimally. You know, you can't get the leads into AWeber or automate your website or whatever. At the same time, a lot of times in new things there is opportunity because not so many people are doing it. Like I look at Google, buying advertising on Google, and there's all these other opportunities there on Google, like the mobile marketing and radio and TV and other things that nobody's using yet. And they may or may not work, but kind of by chances, there's more opportunity there. Or even buying banners on Google, which a lot of people don't do, or your site-specific advertising. The less competition, typically, the more opportunity there is. All right, so we'll talk. I want to talk a couple things here in a minute for you more intermediate and advanced people. I'm going to come on the phone, though, because I don't want to talk too long without taking questions. I'm going to come on just a minute and take questions. But that's what the most important things that I have to say, we're talking about the core. The core is your lead generation. What are you doing to generate leads? You got to do something and get some things going that bring in traffic to your website and generate the leads. Then you got to have a really attractive freebie that gets people to opt into your list, and then you follow up with your emails. And how aggressively you follow up with emails is a thing that you test. Matt Fury, John Alanis, Dagan are on two email a day system. Some people do one email a week. You know, there's different. There's no magic system that's guaranteed to work. There's different approaches, and you test kind of with your list and see what people seem to respond to best. And that's really what I have to say about that. All right, let me bring this call here in a second off of mute, and we'll see what questions that you have. The thing I have to say about lead generation is you always have to have a focus on it. It's like 80% of your business. It's the heart and soul of your business. And if you let your lead generation go down, if you're intermediate or advanced and you don't always keep your focus on that lead generation, it's easy to lose focus on it because once you get a base of customers, you know, you get lazy, you get complacent, customers keep buying, you know. But you can't do it. It's 80% of the business. You got to keep the pedal and the focus on the lead generation. Now, if you have noise in the background, you can press *6 to mute out noise in the background. If there's music in the background, talking in the background, TVs in the background, and so forth. If you press *6 to mute it out and you want to talk, you'll have to press *6 again. I'm going to unmute this call and see who has questions. All right. I believe I have unmuted the call. If you can hear me okay on the count of three, say yes. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So I talk kind of generally without too many specifics, and I really want to try to make this specific to helping you all and giving you a boost even in this next week. So if you're stuck on something, you need help on something, or if you have a question on something, let's see if we can get you some momentum before the next call in 2 weeks. So who has a question or a comment or something I can assist you with today? By the way, if you speak during the call, you know this calls are recorded. Give us permission to use sound likeness, you know, of your voice in perpetuity worldwide without a royalty. I think that's a given. But, you know, I always like to say that. Having said that, you know, I need your all's questions. So who has a question? Don't be shy. There's no dumb or stupid or wrong question. So who has something you would like to ask?
Harlan, this is Sherry Dresser.
Hi.
Hi. Quick question about lead generation. I think that's the
one
I'm stuck on. I'm working on products and that sort of thing, but really trying to learn how to generate and build an email list from scratch.
All right. Well, it's the easiest thing in the world, and it's the hardest thing in the world. It's both. Very easy, but sometimes hard. Now, we cover this very thoroughly, by the way, in Promo Dashboard. So if you're working your way through the Promo Dashboard, you'll get a lot of this because I take you and I show you actual name squeeze sites. You know, I show you how to put together your freebie and so forth. But let me give you the long and short of it right now. The key to building your list is, number one, fishing in the pond where the fish are. If you fish in a pond where there's no fish, you know, if you're trying to catch catfish and there's only bass in there, it's going to be a real long fishing day. Now, I understand it's not the best analogy, and I'm really not. I fished, I think, once in my life. But, you know, I know you got to fish where the fish are. Same way in marketing, you know, you got to find out where your customers are, your potential customers. That's like law one. And you got to have a way to communicate with them. If you can't find them and you can't communicate with them, you don't have a target market because you can't target it, right? So that's what we do in row one of the dashboard. Row one of the dashboard is largely about researching and in the promo dashboard. It's researching and finding out where the fish are, where the target audience is, and how are you going to reach them. What forums do they hang out on? What blogs do they read? You know, what websites do they go to? That's all row one of promo dashboard. So you go through that. Once you found out the forums they're on, blogs they read, websites they go to, now you start looking at what you're going to offer them to get them to join your list, right? What you're going to offer them to get them to join your list. This is your bait. So imagine this. You're out at the little pond. This is a terrible analogy, but it's the best one I've got. You're out at the little pond. You want to catch the fish. So, you know, you don't put the Tootsie Pop on there that you think tastes good and throw it out there and hope to catch fish. You know, fish don't like Tootsie Pops. You know, so you got to think about your target prospects and what's the bait that gets them to bite the hook. In other words, to opt into your list, that's the equivalent of biting the hook. So what's the bait? You know, it's something free, you know, and it's got to be something they want, not something you think's great, but what do they think's great? You know, what are their problems? What are their issues? What do they want to do, right? So you got to put yourself in their shoes as literally as you can and try to feel what they feel and see life through their eyes. The analogy is you pretend you're a fish and that you're in a pond and you're looking out through the fish's eyes, you know, that kind of thing. Now, once you get this, you know, we like to use info products, information, as the lead generator, right? So it's an e-book, it's a video, it's a teleseminar, could be a free course. We cover all of these different things that you can create to offer your freebie to get people to join your email list. We discuss all those on Road to a Promo Dashboard. It's how to create your Camtasia video, how to do all of those things. Now, you only got to do one of those things. You don't have to do the whole row. You just pick one of them you want to do. So that's how to create your freebie. Now, the one thing we don't cover is where you advertise, because advertising and targeting that market with promotions is really a whole separate dashboard. But let me give you a few things you can do. If you know the forums that your prospects go to, and I show you in row one how to find those, but if you know those forums, then you can buy most forums allow you to either buy Google Ads there. They have Google Ads on the page, or they have banners on the page. And typically, the banners are served up by Google also. So you can go to Google and use what's called site targeting, and you buy a banner on that specific forum. Or sometimes at the bottom of the forum, it says advertise, right? And if there's no banners there, you contact the owner of the forum and offer to buy a banner for $100 a month or $50 a month or $150 or $200 a month, whatever you think it's worth. If you know what blogs they go to and what blogs they read, again, this is all part of your research, but once you know the blogs, now you can definitely buy ads on blogs. Almost all blogs have ads. Banners, or most blogs have those little squares over on the side. Now, it's critical what you put there. What are you going to put there? Well, you're going to put your bait there. What most people do is advertise products. Well, that's dumb. You don't lead, or I think this is in 100%, it's not all black and white, but pretty much you want to lead with your freebie. So your little animated, your little ad over there is going to say, free report reveals, free video reveals, free course reveals blah, and whatever blah is what they want, you know, what's attractive to them. And the moral of the story is, the general rule of thumb is if they aren't clicking and they aren't opting in, then the bait you were throwing out there was a lollipop to them and wasn't what they wanted, you know. All right. So does that help answer your question any?
It does. I think where I'm actually, and I do have the promo dashboard, is getting kind of overwhelmed in going in and looking at all those things like on Amazon and that sort of thing and trying to hone in on, as you say, where the...
Okay, well, let's talk about it. What's your target market?
Well, I am a recruiter, and so I'm going to be focusing on recruiting-type information, so probably recruiters, could be job seekers.
So do you want to sell to recruiters or do you want to sell to job seekers? You got to pick one of them.
Yeah, that's a good question. Probably, I would say, more on the job seeker side.
Job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Career
opportunities. Now, what are the top five websites you found that job seekers go to?
Oh, gee, that's a good question. Because there are so many, and there's different facets depending on, you know, what they're looking for. I would say probably some of the job boards they would go to look for jobs.
Okay, now for your specific job seekers that you want to reach, and you got to figure out your profile of who those people are using Quantcast, like I show you in row one. What would be five websites that you, with the best Alexas or the best Quantcast ratings, that you know these people are going to?
And that's what I don't know, so I need to figure that out.
Yeah, right? That's where you start.
Okay.
Now, I can already tell you one that should be on your list is CareerBuilder.com.
Correct, yeah, Career or Monster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monster, your ads are going to be too expensive in all probability, although sometimes it'll surprise you. If you find Google ads on Monster, Google banners, or Google ads, you can target specific pages. So if it's a page that has your specific job seeker on it, you know, looking for the type of job you want to target, then you can bid on the banner or the ad on that exact page. Now you've got a real, real targeted, you know, deal. You see? So that's number one, is what are these sites? Now, let me just show you this. All you do is you go to quantcast.com and you type in careerbuilder.com. Now, it's going to show you related sites.
Right.
And it's going to show you the affinity they have with quantcast.com. So let's go there real quick. Quantcast.com.
It's like all the trees that were in the garden.
I'm sorry, sir? If you have noise in the background or you talk during the background, you need to press *6 so you won't be sharing your words of wisdom with everybody else on the call. That will mute you out. All right, we're going to quantcast.com. One second here. My internet is slow today, and I don't know why. Hold on. Okay, here we are, Quantcast. And we want to enter in careerbuilder.com. Find profile. All right. One second. And I will see what we can find here. Yeah, my internet's really, really slow.
Land comes on that stick.
All right. Again, if you're talking in the background, please mute yourself out. Everybody else on the call would appreciate it. *6 will mute you out. All right. This is going to take a second, but I'll get some data here for you in just a second. So now let's talk about blogs. Once you found out the websites they go to, well, the next thing you need to do is forums. So you go to the bigboards.com that's listed in row one of the promo dashboard. Do you know the top five forums these people go to?
I do not.
Okay, well, you go to bigboards.com, just like it says in row one, and literally you just type in job hunting, and it will show you the number of posts over on the right-hand side, and it will literally list them by order of traffic and posts. So really, your research is done for you. Then you just go to them and see if you can buy ads on them. All right, so here we are at Quantcast. So I can already tell you a lot about your people. Do you know what percentage of your people are college-educated?
Let's see. I would assume that would be in here. It looks like 48%.
48%. What age are they?
Let's see. Most of them are going to be between 18 and 49, somewhere in there.
And what percentage are female?
56%.
All right. And what would be a couple other websites that they visit?
Let's see here. It looks like would it be the ones on the right?
It's the one that says audience also visits over on the right-hand side toward the bottom.
I see. So any one of those.
It says faxresume.com with a 22.4% 22.4x affinity.
Mm-hmm.
CBSalary.com, CareerIntersect.net, NESStaffing.com. So these are the other websites they're going to.
And those are the ones that you would buy the ads on, is that right?
You would also go, well, not necessarily, but you would go there and look for the ads, Google ads, banner ads, and sometimes they sell advertising directly. Mm-hmm. But you look at the site and you try to see, does this site target my audience?
Okay.
Then when you go to those sites, you see, okay, do any of these sites have forums? Because a lot of times those websites will also have forums. And if they have forums, then you go into the forum and see if you can buy ads there.
Got it.
Now, you'll also see up here it says job search, and it lists jobs.net, sologig.com, which could be a freelance site, not a job site. Here's jobvertise.com I see listed here. That sounds like a pretty good one. So you got plenty of resources just starting here, and it gives you a real good idea of what's the age, what's the educational level, you know, you get your demographics. You see the other websites they go to, you can find forums, and now when you go to these websites and when you go to these forums, they're probably going to be linking to or talking about what? Blogs, right? So you can see what blogs the people in the forums are talking about or referring to, what websites in the forums seem to keep coming up over and over and over again. Now, in addition, when you go to Facebook.com, you go into Facebook.com and you can join groups. So you go into Facebook.com, you join job hunting groups, and now you know what all these job hunters are talking about and what forums they're talking about, what blogs they're talking about, and who they're reading and who they're listening to about job searches. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's very helpful.
I mean, that's – and you can do all of that in 1 week. I mean, it shouldn't take any longer than a few days or maybe a week to do that stuff. You go to the site. You look for the forums. You start reading the posts in the forums. You start seeing what websites and blogs people are referring to. You go over to Facebook. You join some job groups over there in Facebook. You know, in somewhere in 1 to 3 weeks, you're pretty much an expert on this pond, on these fish and what bait they like, you know, what they love, what they hate, what websites they go to, what they talk about, what their problems are. You know an awful lot in a relatively short period of time. Now you know what kind of bait to throw out, what kind of bait they're going to want to bite. And I gave this tip on another call, but when you're in those forums, well, Marlon, how do I know what bait they're going to bite? Well, when you're in the forum, most forums will show you the number of views for posts in the forums, and you just look for the posts that have the highest number of views. That tells you the hot buttons right there, plain and simple. Now you know what kind of bait to create because you can see by actual number of views and reads on the forums what turns them on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All right, cool. I hope that's useful to you. Report back to us in 2 weeks on the next call and tell us how this has gone. Just remind me that you did research and you want to report on the results of your research and how that process went for you. Who else has a question I can help you with today that would help you get results in the next 2 weeks? Don't be shy, guys and gals. There's no bad or wrong question, you know. We're all learning.
Hey, Marlon, this is Jeffrey Levesque, and I just wanted to say that I don't have any questions for you today, but I'm sure as we move along here with the group, I'll have some questions for you and be able to contribute.
Well, Jeffrey, I'm delighted and glad you're here. And what city are you in, Jeffrey, again?
I'm just outside of Austin in Liberty Hill.
Oh, you're the Liberty Hill guy. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, my dog Ryan Dice is over there in Austin. Great guy. Perry Belcher's over there. Stacy Callum's over there. There's a lot of internet marketers over there in Austin.
I know just about all of them.
Yep. Great marketers in a wonderful, wonderful city and a wonderful place. Well, I'm glad to have you on the call, Jeffrey.
Yeah, we've talked before at seminars.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Wonderful. Well, listen, I'm glad to have you on the A-Team calls. Welcome.
Thank you.
Who else has a question or a comment today that I can assist with or just something, a comment you'd like to make?
Yes, Marlon.
Yes.
Yeah, this is one in Chicago. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. I love Chicago. The taste of Chicago is just wonderful, and it's Chicago is a great, vibrant city. So what can I help you with today?
Thank you. Well, anyway, in the last like 4 months or 5 months, I've been looking into the internet because I'm a real estate broker.
Yes,
I'm a loan officer here in Chicago, and because the market or the mistake I made to be victim of this market, I've been trying to look at another alternative in the internet. You know, I'm very curious about the internet marketing, and that's how I found you. So anyway, I want to I haven't done anything really other than doing research and finding out, I mean, who is who in the internet. Anyway, my question basically is I'm undecided if I should start with a product. Actually, I have a lot of ideas for products, and I have the clients. I have people that I want to let them know what I have found you know, searching for a third alternative other than real estate and mortgage. Anyway, so I have the, I feel like I have the client to talk to, but I don't know how to introduce the service to them. Basically, what I want them to know is about what I have found. You know, because a lot of people, realtors, even the client themselves, they have a lot of issues when it comes to getting some extra income, even to pay their own mortgage. So, and I feel, based on what I've learned, that the answer is right on the net. But I don't know how to get to them, even though I know where they are. So I'm sitting there.
All right. Well, so let me explain or repeat what you said in case anybody couldn't hear it. So what he's saying is he's a mortgage broker. He's in Chicago. He really has a client base, people with mortgage problems, right? And you feel you have solutions and knowledge and expertise for them, but you're trying kind of to unlock and figure out this internet marketing game and kind of where to get started and how to get your foot in the water.
Exactly.
So let me make a couple recommendations for you. First of all, you can use internet marketing in your mortgage business to get more leads. And, well, direct response marketing and internet marketing. One of the guys who's just really wonderful in that business is Brian Sachs, S-A-C-K-S. And Brian's just a beautiful, wonderful direct response marketer, and he's created, you know, in-depth training products for mortgage brokers. So if you're wanting to get more leads for your mortgage business and you want to use direct response marketing for it in the internet, Brian Sachs is a great guy to learn from. And there's others that I'm sure you've seen and know about in that market. Now, as to how you proceed, I would do the same things. What I would do is I would follow row one of promo dashboard. I would go to big boards and find forums that people go to discuss mortgages. I would find the blogs that are the most popular blogs about mortgages, loans, and the issues that are of concern to you. So I would find the forums, I would find the blogs, and then I would use Quantcast and hunt down different websites that these people are going to. So now you've been able to target the market. Now all you got to do is come up with some kind of free report that they're going to respond to. And again, you can look at the forum posts and the hot topics in forums in order to find the topics that are the hardest, and those are the kinds of things you want to create free reports on. Now you can do a free audio. It doesn't have to be a report. You can do a report. You can do an audio. It can be short. It can be long. You know, basically at first you're just testing out topics and themes and ideas to try to get something that really captures the imagination of people and gets them to respond. Now you've offered this freebie, now you're on their email list, and now you can open up a conversation with them. As far as your existing customers and clients, I would do the same thing. I would put together a free report, free audio, free teleseminar, a free something or the other like that, and I would offer it by email or however you can to your existing people, the people you have contacts with, and that gets them on your email list, and then you can begin a conversation via email. Now, if you want to use the internet, you can also use Google advertising to target just local people. In other words, you can run local ads offering your freebie, but where Google will only show the ad within X miles of a location or a zip code and so forth. All of that specific location targeting is available using the Google advertising service. So whether you want to advertise nationally or you want to advertise locally there in Chicago, it's all available to you. Is that helpful to you?
Yeah, very much so, yes.
So that's where I would restart, and if you try that this next 2 weeks, hunt down some of the forums using the instructions in row one of the promo dashboard. Hunt down the forums, look at what people are talking about, find the blogs that they're reading, find the websites they're going to, and see if you can come up with a good idea for a freebie, and then report back to us in a couple weeks. So thank you for asking the question. It's a very good question, and I wish you a lot of success in getting started on that in the next couple weeks. Who else has a question or an issue, you know, that I could help you with that might give you a boost in the next couple weeks? Anyone? All right, guys and gals, don't be shy. I know we have a few more of you out there that need some... you know, you want a little bit of a jump start.
Marlon?
Yes.
This is Andrew from New York. How are you?
Hey, Andrew. I'm doing great. I love New York. It's a great city. I used to do seminars there all the time, and I really miss the food. So.
Well, we miss you, so come on up.
Yeah, right. So what can I help you with today, Andrew?
Yes. You mentioned early on Twitter. And I've heard of Twitter, gone on Twitter. Could you? I know time is short, but could you just?
No, that's fine. I appreciate you
bringing
that
up. Expand on it a little bit.
Yeah, I forgot to follow up on it. You go to twitter.com, twitter.com/MarlinSanders, and that is my Twitter where you can sign up there and you click on my under my name. After you sign up for an account, under my name, there will be a little square box that says follow me. And you click follow me, and then you'll get my Twitter messages when you log into your Twitter account. And the beauty of using Twitter is it enables you to follow different marketers or just different people that you network and contact with and get their messages outside of an email program and all the spam that's associated with an email program. The other cool thing is, in Twitter, once you're logged in, when you mouse over somebody's name, there'll be like this little arrow that appears, and you can click that arrow and send them a message. So it's just a tremendous networking tool.
So let's say I have an easing,
yep.
And I have about 2,000 people on the list. It's narrowly targeted. How could I use Twitter to accentuate my, expand my easing to do.
Okay, so here's what's really awesome about Twitter. Yeah, and it's a little bit bigger discussion than I can fully go in today, but I'll tell you where to get some more info on it, is you can use your Facebook account where, Facebook, the cool thing about Facebook is it's easy to join Facebook groups, right?
Correct.
So using Facebook, you can find people there that have a big group they formed, and they're also on Twitter. Then you can go into the Twitter, and you can literally follow, I think with one click of a button, you can follow everybody that's on their Twitter list. Okay?
Okay.
Well, what happens is there a reciprocal thing that happens on Twitter. When you follow a whole bunch of people, maybe 20 or 30 or 40% of those people will follow you back. Now all of a sudden, you've instantly, a lot of people that do this, they'll find somebody that's got 2, 3, 4,000, whatever, a bunch of people on their list, and they'll follow all of them, and within 2 or 3 days, they've got 500 people following them back.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got 500 more people basically on your list that you can send messages to or links to your e-sign than you did, 3, 4, 5 days before. Now, there are nuances to this. Like, you can only follow so many people at a time. Then everybody who doesn't follow you back, sounds kind of crazy, you go in and you unfollow them, so then Twitter allows you to follow more people.
Got it.
So there's actually a whole little system on this, and it's more than I can discuss in the call.
Sure.
But fortunately, there's an inexpensive ebook report that's been written on how to do this, and it's more beautiful than it's really great, and it's step by step. So let me see if I can find the URL of it. If not, I'll have to cover it and post it like in our Ning site. Let me see though here. You would think I would have saved it under Twitter, wouldn't you? Let me check my other computer. The report is only like $10, and it's a girl who's on the Warriors Forum, and her name is Dana, D-A-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see here if I can find her website. So she did a little report. She only sells it for like $10 on how to do this little system, but it's the best little Twitter method I found. And the other thing on Twitter is just when you find people on Facebook that have Twitters, you follow them, and now you're networking with them. And again, the cool thing about Twitter is you can send messages to people directly and bypass spam. So it's Twitter's probably the best single networking tool out there right now. I also am going to try to get my customers to use it more so that even if they don't get my emails, they can get my Twitter messages. All right, so let me see here if I happen to save it. Here's Twitter. All right, I probably got the – yeah. The product is called Twitter Gold Rush, and I think the URL is twittergoldrush.com, but let me check it. Yeah, this is a wonderful product. This is just the girl's name is Dana, D-A-N-A, last name is W-I-L-L-H-O-I-T, and it's just a great product. And let me see if the URL is Twitter Gold Rush. It's really, you know, I love this report because it's only 23 pages long, and it's just short, concise, and to the point. So you're not reading, you know, thousands of pages to get to the point. Twitter Gold Rush. Let me type that in Google and see. Oh, the URL is socialmediagoldrush.com/Twitter. So socialmediagoldrush.com/Twitter. And I was wrong. She sells it for $20. But it's a great little product. Highly recommended. Because here's what this means to all of you on the call. This means that 2, 3, 4 days from now, you can have 500 people following you on Twitter that are getting your messages. If you follow her system, within 2, 3, 4 months, you can potentially have 2, 3, 4, 5,000 people on your Twitter list with no investment whatsoever and no real hassles. I mean, it's a very simple, easy-to-implement method that she gives, and it's free.
Huh.
So it doesn't get much better than that. Is that useful to you?
It's very useful. You have 1,051 followers, and you're following 85. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
That's because I haven't implemented. Well, I only bought her report last week.
Mm-hmm.
I have 1,000 people because I have a name.
Yeah.
You know, when you're starting out, most people don't have that, so you just use her method. I mean, you can have 1,000 people like I got 1,000 people within 1 or 2 weeks. I mean, it's really a great system.
So then I could, as you said, follow the method, and people then take people to the e-zine, which is valuable.
Yeah, what happens is once people are on your Twitter, that means they're getting your messages. When they check their Twitter account, they're going to see your messages. So now you just come up with a freebie,
mm-hmm.
right? A freebie. Hey, everyone, I just finished a new report called How to Blah, Blah, Blah. It's free. Give the URL.
Yep. Got it. Fantastic.
Yeah, it works great. It's beautiful.
Marlon.
Yes, uh-huh.
So this is Nina. Can you give us that email address again?
Yeah, please.
Yes, Nina. The URL is socialmediagoldrush.com/Twitter.
Social Media Gold Rush?
Yes, uh-huh.
Gold, like G-O-L-D?
Yeah, gold, like G-O-L-D. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, social media. Okay.
So that's a social media, M-E-D-I-A, goldrush.com/Twitter. All right, who has a question or a comment I can help you with today?
Hey, Marlon?
Yes, uh-huh.
Marlon, my name is Bart Murray. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina.
Hi.
And we're just getting started. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Awesome. We're getting excited about internet marketing, kind of a newbie, but we heard that affiliate marketing was a really good way to get started, you know, making some money fairly quickly. I'm interested in your opinion of affiliate marketing and how would you go about picking a good product?
All right. Well, here's how affiliate marketing works. It's no different than anything else I've discussed on this call. You find a target audience or a target market that you want to sell to, right? You come up with a free report, free audio, free teleseminar, free something or the other, bait. You get people to join your email list. Now you send them out emails. The only difference in this whole equation is instead of linking to your own product that you sell, you're going to link to an affiliate product. That's the only difference in the equation.
Okay. All right. And so do you feel that that's a good way for a person to start out, or do you think they should spend more time and develop their own product first?
Well, I've always been a huge advocate of developing your own product, and I have mixed feelings on this after a number of years of experience with my customers. I personally always felt creating your own product was no big deal. And, I mean, my first product I created in 3 or 4 days. And like my friend Ryan Dice says, never spend longer than 1 week creating your first product.
Okay.
And I pretty much agree with him. You know, I have a thing called productdashboard.com, and it shows you how to contact experts, get them to agree to allow you to interview them over the phone, interview them, record it, get it transcribed. Now you have audio, now you have a transcript, and now you got your own product. You can literally do that in 1 or 2 weeks, although the whole entire product dashboard system is a 6-week program. So to me, that's not that complicated. However, to be honest, a lot of people will just never, ever get over that hump. They just don't have the confidence or something. So you sell you get people on your list and you sell affiliate products while you're really building up your marketing skill, building up your confidence, and then later on you get to the point of creating your own product. It works both ways. So the answer is no, you do not have to have your own product. It's nice because then you can, say, run Google pay-per-click ads and you have a higher profit margin. But there's a pretty big learning curve to creating and selling your own product because now you got to have a sales letter. You don't know how to have a sales letter. You got to have graphics for the website. There really are quite a few elements to it. So, you know, the answer is you can go both ways. It kind of depends on whether or not you feel you can bang out a product or not. If it just seems too intimidating to you or too hard or somehow it's unreal and you just can't envision yourself doing it, then get started building your list, selling affiliate products, and exercise that muscle, build up your core to the point where then you can create and sell your own product. Is that useful to you?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Marlon. I appreciate it, man.
Great. Well, appreciate having you on the call today. And I just want to emphasize to you, we got to wrap this up because we are afternoon. But we have a social site where we have a forum, and there nobody's really using it for some reason, but at least we're providing a venue for you all to talk to each other if you want to on our social community forum. You should have got a personal invite to it from Tim if you didn't go to getyoursupport.com. Now, again, the A-team's going to get better. We're going to get I've got Danny as my designer, and he's just working 4 hours a day for me at the moment because I haven't been able to find another designer who I wanted to hire. So we're moving a little slow getting the A-team site up. I am going to get one, and it is going to be good. We're going to keep improving this system, and I just want you all to know that. Things are going to get better, but I think there's a lot of value just in this now. And let me just explain what's going to happen. For those of you who are on the dollar trial, not next week, but the week after, I'll be doing one more call. You should not be billed until after, I think it's 18 or 21 days. That allows you to get on 2 calls, pretty much, and try out the A-team. See if you like being on these calls. I think you can already see there's a lot of value on these calls that you're not getting anyplace else. And so I'm excited about doing these, and I think it's going to be a lot of value for everyone on the calls. So that's really what I got to say. But go ahead and get in that social community and participate in the forum and talk to each other and just see what we can make happen. Upload your photos, meet some of the other 18 people, make some friends. You know, I think it can be a good, positive thing. We'll see how it works. But I think just that alone can be a good, positive thing. So we're going to be holding another call in 2 weeks. For everyone on the call today, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for participating. I hope this has been valuable to you and gives you a boost over the next 2 weeks, and I look forward to meeting and talking to all of you 2 weeks from now. So for now, I'm going to sign off, and I want to wish all of you the best of success. Bye, everyone.